Let's talk about what is wrong with the real estate industry. I would like to begin by talking about what I've observed in terms of the failure rate for real estate agents. If you go on certain Facebook groups or other chats and you ask the active real estate agents or even inactive why there's such a big failure rate, a lot of them express that the reason why there's such a big failure rate is because agents are lazy. Agents don't do work. Agents don't put the effort. Agents don't door knock. They don't cold call. I would have to disagree with all of that, but this is, of course, my own personal opinion and my own observation because I did notice that there is a huge failure rate in real estate, especially in the first 2 years. But I don't think that the new agents are really to blame for it. I think that the fault really lies in a couple of reasons. First of all, if you look at the training, the time it takes to become an agent, it's ridiculous. Time to become a real estate agent, a profession that is incredibly serious and incredibly responsible, is 6 weeks. There's no way a person who comes from a different industry, let's say nursing or construction or finance, can come in to real estate industry and start selling homes confidently after finishing basic knowledge of real estate law within 6 weeks. So this is the first something is wrong. My personal solution for this, but I can't change this on my own, is to have the agents really go to school for about a year or two and make it like a semester. Couple of semesters, or even have it in college as a couple of semesters, and then end the school with an apprenticeship where the students can leave and go get on-the-job training. Because the schools, they don't teach you on-the-job training. The schools only teach you how not to get sued, what laws you have to follow, what laws you can't break. And what's going to happen if you do certain things and how to not to lose your license if you do those things. They don't teach you anything about business. They don't teach you anything about lead generation. They don't teach you anything about customer service. They don't teach you anything about communication, interpersonal skills. They don't teach you for sure anything about negotiation. This is really the culprit that the schools are out there to make money so that they can turn a lot of students over. Obviously, I don't blame them. It's a business. They have to make money as well. But they don't care what's going to happen to you after you leave the school. Did you ever receive a phone call from a school that you went to ask you how are you doing and if they can help you? It's usually just emails with more things for you to buy, more courses, more stuff that you should sign up for. Mind you that the real estate agent industry is the biggest industry that has been sold to. I mean, we get sold to from various different other industries. Lead generation industries, marketing industries. We get emails from other lenders, calls from other marketing companies. We get bombarded all the time with things to buy, supposedly to help us with our business. So that's the first thing that's wrong with the real estate industry. And this all ties into the fact that we are being sold to from the biggest group that tries to sell to brand new agents or agents that are struggling, not necessarily brand new, is the coaching business. I've seen agents that got their license in 2020 and 2023, they're already coaches. How? I have no idea. Because they made money and fame on YouTube, because maybe they figured out that they don't really want to sell houses that much, or maybe they want to do both. But they definitely figured out that the coaching business is more lucrative than the real estate business. Because real estate really is local. So you have to strive for attaining customers that are in your local community, creating your sphere, creating your relationships, and then nurturing them, developing them, and keeping them for a long time so that you can get referrals. But think about coaching business. Coaching business, you can do from wherever. Coaching business nowadays, you can attract agents all over the world or all over the country. So the pool of customers as a coach is huge. That's why there's so many different advice given to new agents by all these so-called coaches that charge a lot of money, that most of the new agents that are struggling cannot afford. Obviously, if they're struggling and they're not selling lots of houses, they can't afford thousands of dollars in coaching fees. There's something really wrong with the real estate industry in terms of not being mentored, not being given opportunities after finishing school, and the school being way too short. And a lot of the agents that are coming out of school, they think they're going to start selling houses the minute they leave the school. And that's not necessarily always the truth, because it takes time to develop your business. Also, in terms of the culture in real estate, what I've observed is that not everybody focuses on excellent customer service, which in my opinion is extremely important. But unfortunately, the people that are coming in to the business and they've only finished six weeks of school, real estate school, they're not necessarily taught in their previous positions or jobs or careers how to do excellent customer service. Because really, customer service is everything. If you don't treat your clients the way you want to be treated, if you don't provide them with the most amazing customer service, you don't really have a business. No matter what you do, no matter how you dress, no matter how many coaching courses you take and how many expensive coaches you hire, if you don't take care of your clients and you don't provide them with the most amazing customer service, you don't have a business. And that's why there's such a big failure in the real estate industry. And customer service is really when you sit down and think about all the things that you'd want to do for your client to make sure that they are taken care of. So it's not really about, you know, how famous you're going to get, or, you know, how fantastic you are. It's all about the client. But not everybody knows how to do that. And the last final reason why there's such a big failure rate in real estate industry is because agents don't help each other out. It's very difficult in real estate to get a mentor. And if you do get one, it's not always going to be a good mentor. If you get a good one, you're very lucky. But if the agents had the mentality of paying it forward and helping the brand new agents and not wanting anything in return, we would be running a completely different industry. Because a lot of agents don't want to help the new agents. The new agents enter the industry completely lost. from all the different sides of the industry in terms of business development to marketing to how to really navigate the transaction and what to do when you have to put an offer and what to do when you go to under contract. From all these different aspects of the business, they don't really get help. If they work on a team, which I haven't worked on a team, so I don't know, but if they work on a team, they might get more help, maybe, if it's a good team. But then they're going to be paying a lot of percentage of your commission to that team. So these agents are not really doing anything for free. They're not helping them for free. So it takes time for that new agent to even start developing their own brand, because if they're on a team, they're not developing their own brand. They're developing the brand of that team. If it's a good team, maybe they're going to be able to help them. But a lot of agents, and I've had that experience too, you ask them to help you or be your mentor and it's crickets. And I'm not saying all agents are like that. I don't want to speak negatively about any agents, because there are excellent agents out there. I'm speaking in general about the industry, because if you look at statistics and numbers don't lie, you'll see that the failure rate of agents is quite high. This is kind of just brainstorming, using my own observation and being in the industry and seeing what's going on, why I think there's such a high failure rate and why I think some agents blame the new agents on the failure rate, which I think, in my opinion, is not true. It's all the things that I mentioned earlier. Short span for schooling, no apprenticeship, no support for the new agent once they leave, brokerages that don't really provide the support for the new agent, and not enough mentoring and all that. There is no structure in the real estate industry. You kind of are left on your own when you finish the short schooling. You're kind of like put in a pond and called out to swim. And this business is very serious business. You can get sued, you can get into trouble, and you are really dealing with a lot of serious matters. I mean, you're walking into people's homes, you're dealing with people's property, you're dealing with contracts, and the business is serious. And maybe that's why a lot of the new agents are afraid to make mistakes and to get in trouble, and that holds them from even doing anything, because they have nobody to explain to them what to do. So if you're a seasoned agent and you're listening to this, go out there and help new agents. Do it for free. Don't expect anything in return. Why not? I mean, there is something called karma, isn't there? If you put things forward, things will come back to you. I mean, if we all start thinking that way, that we help each other, the older agents to new agents and vice versa, we can maybe little by little change this industry. But in the end, it all falls on the schooling and individual states changing their schooling programs and making real estate longer learning experience, so that you have more information, more time to learn all the information, and also provide apprenticeship too, so that agents can leave the school and have somewhere to continue on learning. On-the-job training is priceless, and you can't really learn that in school, and there isn't really much on-the-job training in this industry. I'm wondering, if you're a new agent, what your experience has been. Leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. And if you're listening, you can always email me, and I'll always respond. Thanks for listening.